Okay. I wanted to get your take on placebo and nocebo, and or the non-physical source energies interpretation of placebo.
Well, it's as strong as morphine that you ever conjured.
Mm-hmm.
It's as bland as the blandest water you've ever consumed.
Mm-hmm.
It's as sweet as the sweetest nectar the bees have ever collected. It's as bitter as the most bitter arrowroot you've ever compounded.
Mm-hmm.
It is as effective as the best medicines ever poulticed. It is as innocuous as a potent drug that has no causal effect on a symptom or a problematic issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vision of the mind.
Uh-huh.
And because a placebo, if you tell them if it's a placebo, it never works.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a sugar pill, you understand you can give a sugar pill to a diabetic and it won't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wait, isn't that what glucophage mostly is?
Hmm. Don't know.
Or glyburide?
Well, they're given to stimulate insulin, as far as I know.
And how do you stimulate insulin? Sugar.
Yeah. So you mean those drugs will go in and like maybe break down the glucagon in the liver for their action?
No. It can, but some of the degrees they mix the cholesterol and the sugar, and sometimes you get those, but not necessarily. It's typically more of a shocker to kick you into producing more insulin.
Yeah.
If you're type 2.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're type 1, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. So then back to placebo. You can give a sugar pill to a diabetic and it won't affect them on the sugar balance level.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Those are good words. They're very nice.
I mean, I don't know what else you want to know about it other than it's the best 3-2-1-ing that we know of.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And placebos always make it through the drug trials. Nobody dies from a placebo.
Yeah.
Oh, unless they tell them it's a really nasty drug that other people have died from. Then you can start dying from placebos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so this actually would be a good little section in the 3-2-1 liftoff.
Okay.
Okay.
We're just here for fun, so it's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cruel. Okay, and then, well, there's nocebo, but you've already brought that in. It's like if you think it's bad, it'll be bad, so that's fine.
You always get what you think about, whether you want it or not.
Yeah. Okay, then I kind of skipped over dental problems the last time because it was just too broad a topic, but do you want to try to tackle dental problems or do you want me to break them down into the various aspects like gingivitis or tooth decay?
Well, let's see how we go, and then we'll see if we answer your question. How about that?
Okay, good.
First of all, there are no... You have teeth. You have tissue. You have inside of your mouth, which is hooked to your butt.
Yeah.
It flows all the way through. If you have problems in your stomach, it'll show up in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they're connected.
Yeah.
Where do you think the saliva comes from?
Well, there are saliva glands around the, you know, the neck and in the insides of the mouth.
But they're connected to the juice parts, or you don't get them, do they?
Well, they have ducts, so yeah, they're connected somewhere.
To your stomach.
Okay.
Because you're mostly water, so that water's got to be in the water pumping system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the inside tissue of the mouth.
Yeah.
Now, bone is what the teeth are attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Gingivitis doesn't exist.
Mm.
There is no such thing as gingivitis.
Okay.
There is your embracing the thing that you use to break down your food for digestion. There is no, once you reach a certain age, you actually realize that your teeth cease decaying.
Mm-hmm.
They stop decaying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may get brittle and you may break one, but it's not from too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And if you go and periodontal disease, all of that is no more than keeping healthy blood flowing around the gums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if some people's teeth naturally catch food.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to do that, of course, if you want to brush, brush. If you don't worry. They'll fall out sooner or later anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But other than being having a fresh mouth, that didn't have that much to do
mm-hmm.
with it. Water picks are great because if you have little particles that get hidden, especially all this raw stuff that y'all eat,
mm-hmm.
Oh, you weren't asking personally, but those who eat raw things actually do really good, you see, because an apple will make you create saliva.
Uh-huh.
Actually, kissing causes you to make saliva,
mm-hmm.
and that washes away particles and balances the pH in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't coat the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're smooching much, you're brushing anyway, otherwise they won't smooch with you long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Nice.
You take a soda cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Salty soda cracker. Digestion begins in your mouth.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
You put a soda cracker in your mouth. It's very salty, right?
Mm-hmm.
You chew it. Chew it, chew it, chew it, chew it. Don't swallow. Chew it, chew it, chew it. Don't swallow. Chew it, chew it, chew it. And after a little while, guess what will happen?
That soda cracker turns sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the first basic breakdown.
Yeah.
Now, so therefore, dental issues then come from the whole aspect of that proclivity of your beginnings of digestion.
Uh-huh.
Sugar doesn't have anything to do with it. It has nothing to do with anything.
Uh-huh.
The way you think about it.
Uh-huh.
They got tricked that fluoride made your teeth stronger, but they don't have any science to validate that.
Yeah.
And yet they have science that fluoride makes you be... dumbs you down in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they fluoridate the water, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, yeah. So when you say dental issues come from the whole aspect of the beginnings of digestion, do you mean how the saliva is?
Yes.
You mean if you don't have enough saliva or you have too much?
Then you're going to have bacteria. That if you can't have too much, that's good.
Okay.
But if you have not enough, then that always comes back to the place of hydration.
Uh-huh.
You know, you good doctor, I don't hear you talk about hydration near enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you have enough hydration, then you're going to make enough spit.
Yeah.
If you're making enough spit, it's naturally washing the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take somebody like Bob who forages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If he brushed after every meal, he'd have to brush all day long, all day long.
Yeah, that's right.
You see? Because mm-hmm. it's never a big thing. It's just a bite, and then a bite, and then a bite, and then a bite, and then a bite. Well, if you could eat, fill yourself, brush, not eat, then you got time for that to catch itself up.
Mm-hmm.
But see, his is just a little bite, little bite, little bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way he balances his metabolism, which is actually pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because most humans that eat as much as he eats are heavier than he is.
Yes, yeah. He keeps saying he doesn't eat, and he's eating all day. Okay,
everything.
Now back to the saliva. What's the best type of saliva to have?
Well, how many salivas are there?
I guess it depends. It would be a pH factor, more acid.
Well, but no, you balance yourself. That balances. Some people can't stand hot peppers, and some people can't eat without hot peppers. That's all in your knowing and your joy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just that you're hydrated will make your mouth have enough spit.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs dry you out.
Mm-hmm.
That drying you out, the next thing you know, they've got to go to the periodontist and have root cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Hydration, and blood flow, circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, decay can be caused, the only thing that really can cause decay, and it really doesn't cause decay, is those who like to eat ice.
Ah.
And they chew ice, it makes micro lines or fissures in the teeth itself.
Uh-huh.
Because the ice is so hard.
Yeah.
That then bacteria can hide, and then you can have a little decay or decline in a tooth.
I see. Okay.
But past that, the normal balance of the enamel in your teeth,
mm-hmm.
it's no more than the calcium flow that has to do with your jawbone.
Mm-hmm. Can you, if someone has had a problem with enamel, like if they've eaten a lot of lemons and grapefruit and kind of worn down their enamel somewhat, is there a way to build that back up?
Yes, there is, but that doesn't really happen that way. The only way that happens that way is if you're sipping on something. Okay, let's take a Coca-Cola, fizzy sugar drink.
Right.
Then you have a Coca-Cola, even a couple of times a day. That's mm-hmm. okay. Drink it, but don't have one 24/7 that you're sipping.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're constantly adding that new sugar that feeds bacteria that can get out of control.
Mm-hmm. And enamel, how do you regrow enamel?
Well, your body naturally does that the same way that you're constantly producing calcium.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a type of a calcium deposit.
Uh-huh.
And see, it comes from the bone.
Mm-hmm.
The jawbone, because that's what it's fed from.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have deficiencies, if that's what you want to call it. It's not the right word. Not correct, but if that's what you want to call it, I guess you could call that if you want to. It's not right, but you could call it that.
But stop it.
we forgot what we were going to say.
I haven't. Many people have deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
Of?
of deficiencies that come from this place of, they have what you call soft teeth.
Yes.
Not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the body naturally adjusts and corrects that
mm-hmm.
naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And it naturally happens from your place of enjoying or the chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have sensitive, those nerve endings get a little frayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use a Sensodyne toothpaste that eases that sensitivity to hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because those nerve endings are there to let you know if somebody touches you in the mouth, it's going to hurt.
Now, in terms of the contrast or the, what do we call it, the disconnection, are there disconnects that you can tell me about with dental problems?
Yes. I don't appreciate my smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have self-conscious with the way my teeth look.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a glass of red wine and it stains my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I love my pot of coffee in the morning, and that coffee causes a staining process.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get my teeth to look nice and pretty, so I'm self-conscious regarding it. That's the biggest thing that'll do it faster than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay out of the cosmetic dentistry, maxillofacial dentistry work to keep building bridges and crowns and,
mm-hmm.
and implants and veneers and porcelains, and Lord have mercy, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So those reasons
for
taking those actions are an example of that disconnection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it can't be that big a deal. Otherwise, you have braces on your teeth if you have crooked teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the
orthodontist
or orthodontics, and you can't even brush your teeth for years.
Yeah, yes.
And you don't get any decay.
Yeah, very good point.
Little fellas go to the dentist, and they don't even drill them because they don't want to traumatize them when that becomes their reality. Mm-hmm. And all they do is just rub it a little bit and put resin on it.
Uh-huh.
The resin is all that's necessary.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, good.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
See, you're dealing with it like it's a problem, and your teeth aren't a problem.
Right. Yeah, that's the bottom line. I wondered if we could jump the alphabet and talk about irritable bowel syndrome somewhat for the book, you know, to get this book done.
Yes.
And I think we've touched on this, but if you don't mind, what can you tell me about irritable bowel syndrome?
Okay. It's an emotional disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait, now when the answer you were thinking was it?
No, but I know it's true. It's just, it's not where we'd start, you know, but anyway, yes, go ahead. It's an emotional
disorder. Then let's start where you want to start.
No, I know it's mostly triggered by emotional stuff. So you go right ahead.
Okay, here you go. It's a constant waxing and waning of too much water or not enough water in the bowel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's gassy, it's uncontrollable, it seizes your whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Those that don't have control of their bowels mm-hmm. are less than other creating creators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't go out. They don't go to a ball game where it's 20 miles to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have an office that doesn't have a bathroom attached.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go shopping and just stroll around in a supermarket where they don't have a restroom.
Yes.
They yeah. sometimes don't like to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend lots of time trying to go, and they're cramping and doubled over and just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get in a position where they can go, and they can't stop going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's the irritable is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that you just have constant dysentery, because you'll die of that.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh.
And it's not that you're perpetually constipated, because guess what? You get enough distension, and you'll die of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's the back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the whole gas process or flatulence that goes along with the little gulps of air that you swallow
mm-hmm.
that actually come part of the whole process
mm-hmm.
then will trick the rectum into always being in a state of go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So as stool collects, then it's go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't live that way, otherwise you'd sign up for a colostomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you signed on for, you see, because
right.
that's not so pleasant. However, your sphincter decides that it has to be ready to go, and you can't control it. So therefore, anything that collects with the gassy issue that's already in your disconnection
mm-hmm.
of having the bowel that is irritated
mm-hmm.
has no choice but to go. Well, you got to control that, right? So you pinch down.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what that does? That causes pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, you may have gas, and the next thing you know, you're actually having stool and didn't even know it, and then all of a sudden you're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want to have that, so then guess what happens? You find yourself clenching your buttocks all the time, replacing what your sphincter does for free.
Uh-huh.
Because mm-hmm. it's on the ready-to-go process, so the next thing you know, then you can't eat. We can't eat that, we can't do this, we can't do that, well, I can't, you know, no.
Uh-huh.
To the point where their gastroeconomic disaster manifests itself into just shut down, clenched uh-huh. over, can't stand upright because I am just cramped beyond reality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Very
they
good.
They normally go in a cycle. They'll uh-huh. go 2 days of just dysentery, go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go 2 days and not even go at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many times people get the same conditional response that are abusing what you call the modal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a key. And then women folks learned a long time ago that diet pills are bad. You shouldn't take those. Diet pills are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then taking a laxative is perfectly fine.
All right.
You can also lose 4 pounds, so when you go shopping with the girls, you can still stay the size too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See? The morbidly obese don't have much issue with IBS.
See? Yeah.
That's a natural process.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, yeah, I think, yeah, that makes some good sense. So the solution? Or how to tell them their solution?
You gotta relax. Literally. Relax and allow.
Yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that issue or circumstance, be able to go. Don't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Boys mm-hmm. are just notorious for that. They'll have to go pee, their bladder's full, and they can wait 16 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put them in a car and ride with them, and you gotta go. Mm-hmm. You gotta try to get them to stop. It ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
That backup or that seemingly locking in control kind of causes that disconnection that can activate an irritation within the bowel.
Mm-hmm.
There are no foods that are better than others because you don't even have the same set of people to start with to judge that by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that they'll have a great response to copper.
Mm. Wow.
Literally, try that. Copper. Copper bracelets, copper chains, copper anything.
Why would that have a causal effect?
Just, it's something about the mineral in that copper in the field
mm-hmm.
has a soothing effect on that irritation in the bowel. That's not something you catch. That's something you create.
Yeah. And we know that, well, supposedly we know that about 85 or 90% of the serotonin in the whole body is in the bowel. Is that, are people in control of that in a certain way that affects them?
Well, certainly, but not the same way. We're bouncing off rocks here. You better ask the question.
Uh-huh. There's serotonin in the bowel, and that's supposed to be the feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain. How does that serotonin in the bowel affect people with IBS?
So good, but we're trying to get you there. The same way you get an eyelash in your eye,
mm-hmm.
and there's relief when it's retrieved,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's in there long enough it'll scratch the eye anyway,
mm-hmm.
then it has to have a span that allows it to correct itself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything out of that?
No. No. You mean for some people it's too much?
Mm.
Even though it's supposed to be a good thing, the
probably.
Serotonin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is anything out of balance? I mean, sex is a good thing, but get
mm-hmm.
out of balance with it and then you're a pervert.
Mm-hmm. So is it...
Balance. IBS is addressed with balance.
Yes.
Stress. Physical, most of the folks that have it are what you call anal retentive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have certain neuroses that apply
mm-hmm.
that nobody else seems to understand, and yet they're judged by it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right?
Yeah. So back to the serotonin, is it that do people with IBS have more serotonin?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you look at the selenium,
mm-hmm.
have almost no selenium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the example that takes Occam's razor to the nth degree of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's how it should manifest itself.
Right. Okay. And, yeah, I think that's good for IBS. Thank you. I'd like to move on to diabetes.
Yes.
Can Ion describe for me diabetes and the disconnect therein?
Too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Body can't make enough insulin to offset the sugary sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes a limiting denominator.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the disconnection?
Gosh. So add something up. The boxes are just stacked.
Oh. Okay, we're talking about type 2 diabetes, the adult onset.
And early onset?
Adult onset.
Okay. You can't eat this, can't eat that. You feel guilty. You eat it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The pleasure that it brings you won't allow you to usurp your rules. Because remember, your mama had it, and your daddy had it, and your granny had mm-hmm. it, and your great-granddaddy had it, so you got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you fret over that, and the next thing you know, you have a little hypertension as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that extra pressure then tells the pancreas to make less insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, mm-hmm. your body gets out of whack. Typically, it gets shown out of whack, firstly, through triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
Typically. Because then you get to feeling normal, being sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the hypertension, I never thought of that. So the tightening of the blood vessels shuts your insulin down a bit.
Right, because when you're hypertensive, that means you're active, that means you're functioning, that speeds up metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that's why some people address it with diet, and they feel better, and then it balances, and then they're good. But if you notice that they're balanced, they don't have all those causal stresses that cause all the rest of that.
I kind of missed you on the hypertension. You were saying hypertension means you're active.
You have increased blood pressure.
Yeah.
Well, when you get your heart rate going, if you're running, you have increased blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
When you get your heart rate up to 160, you got some blood pumping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're reclining and in sleep and you're at 160 over 125,
mm-hmm.
that's a little high.
But your body perceives it as a higher metabolic circumstance.
Stasis. Yes.
Well, stasis is not hyperstasis.
I didn't say hyperstasis. I said stasis.
Yeah, but we're talking about
Hypertension
makes your body feel that it's more active and therefore it produces less insulin?
Right.
Okay.
Because you're burning sugars. So you need less insulin. The higher your metabolism is, the less insulin you require.
Hmm.
The less or the slower your metabolism is, the more insulin you desire,
right,
because you've
right.
got to eat up all those extra sugars that you're sitting around in sedentary eating Snicker bars.
Mm-hmm.
That's against the rules.
But it wouldn't necessarily make less insulin. What you're saying is it burns more sugar. which means it's using more insulin.
Yes, and so therefore you don't have to make as much. If it's using more, it becomes the flow.
Okay, it just shifts.
The pancreas just does, it does a dip test every little bit. Every time you consume, the pancreas does a dip test.
Yes.
And it has more to do with ketones and sloughing off ketones than it does with your actual sweetness of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the problem. That's where your albumin and your creatinine, everything gets way out of whack.
Right.
So here you're right back to balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why diabetics feel better when their elevated blood sugars are a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give a good type 2 diabetic and he feels better when his blood sugar is 211.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like he's going to die when it's 70.
Mm-hmm.
But yours runs about 90, if that, all the time. So there's no high or low. That's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eat a big piece of cake and an hour later it's going to be a little elevated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the issue, is it?
No. Okay, so that's a nice new piece of information about hypertension and how it shifts the body. Because, it's pretty inevitable in my experience seeing people with blood sugar problems. They'll be developing their hypertension and their blood sugar and their cholesterol all at the same time.
Of course.
Yeah.
From that disconnection of balance.
Yeah. The disconnection of balance, that's nice. Okay. Now we did, going on through the D's, I mean, there's diaper rash, but I don't think we'll bother with that, but there's diarrhea. And we've already kind of done that in IBS, so that's...
Flooding. Dysentery, the flowing, the too much water in the bowel.
Mm-hmm.
Citrate of magnesium won't give you that every time.
Yeah. And is there a disconnection you can mention with diarrhea?
Other than sometimes it's a healthy way to flush the system.
Mm-hmm.
The natural, you get a 24-hour cold bug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you go. Do you think you're ready for a colonoscopy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you gotta hydrate because you'll dehydrate and then you'll be all boogered up.
Uh-huh.
And you flow with that whole process of balancing your diet.
Yeah.
To your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look really close, when that becomes a big issue, it's in the fella who's in need of an antibiotic because of an inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows up from there and moves from there.
Yes, true.
Then you've got your sciences being developed for you to purvey. Well, now you've been shown the science, so you got no choice but to die from the dysentery if you don't find what a laudable conclusion causes it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, many of your diseases that are in Africa,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's very common.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you can't stop going and you're going all the time and you're going to flow.
Yeah.
Well, after a little while you're going to dehydrate and then you'll quit going, but it'll be about too late then.
Mm-hmm.
After you shut all your filters down.
Right. Okay. Now, you said, when I asked about disconnection, you said, well, it can be a healthy way to flush the system.
Sure.
But what... Is there an emotional or psychological sentence that you can give me about when someone has diarrhea for no, you know, infectious reason? What could they be going through psychologically?
I can't control anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have no control.
Mm-hmm.
I have no control, then someone else has to control that.
Mm-hmm. So then it would be to look around them and who's in control of their life where they're not.
Precisely.
Okay. Oh, look, we've got diverticulosis. We already did that. That was done at 4:50 p.m. Okay, and well, we've done, we've got dyslexia and hyperactivity. We've done autism, but we haven't really done hyperactivity. Would you like to give me some information on hyperactivity in children?
Not just children.
Yeah, since I said that, I realized, yeah, a lot of adults are, they still, they think they have it, and they're being diagnosed with it more, poor things.
Yes. Yes, and your question.
Yes, what is the disconnection with hyperactivity?
Can't be still, can't control it, everything's action, nothing is spiritual. Spirit man let me down.
Mm. Everything is physical, nothing is spiritual?
Is that what we said?
I
the condition is only physical.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the example, that's what shows up.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe.
The spirit man has let them down.
Well, no, they've disconnected from the spirit answer.
Oh, okay.
That's the better way to say that.
Yeah, there's your spirit man disconnection. Okay.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. So when a kid is bouncing off the walls, they're disconnected from their spirit self, is what you're saying.
Hmm. That becomes normal.
Mm-hmm.
Bring on the Ritalin.
Yeah. Okay. And earaches.
Overproduction of wax, stopping up the I can never pronounce this, eustachian tube.
Eustachian tubes, yeah.
Eustachian tube, causing backed up pressure beyond or fluid buildup within the eardrum as it hammers. And that can be also a sinusitis that shows up in sickness or cough or cold that'll stop up the ears.
Yeah.
That can be very painful, down to where it'll flow.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, the sort of the easier your life is, the less earwax you have, and the rougher it is, the more you create.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the real yellow, icky wax buildup that sometimes can stop things up.
Mm-hmm.
The solution for that is a very simple process. It's called sweet oil, olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Warm it, put a drop in the ear. It lubricates, allows that fluid to not be so bound, clears it, and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's caused from inflammation from sinusitis.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to clear the sinusitis because it's the same pressure that you're bumping into.
Yeah, right. And what's the sort of psychological disconnection or conflict that allows a person to have earaches as a solution?
I can't ever understand.
Mm.
I don't hear it well.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't. What I'm hearing makes me ache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I'm hearing, you know, screaming, hollering, dysfunction in family.
Mm-hmm.
That shows up that way sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and eczema.
Eczema. The dermis, the irritation of the dermis.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did that some time ago, but the third layer of dermis becomes heat-based palsy.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes an infection in an infected place.
Mm-hmm.
Which then scales.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's actually caused from the lack of production. Is that elocution?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Production of the oils, the natural oils in the sweat glands, which many times is activated from the lack or decrease of the adrenal glands. Coming right back to cycle, that can also cause your dysentery and your hypertension and your hyperactivity.
You mean you're saying the adrenals, the low adrenals?
Yes. Yes. So, big sweaters don't have eczema. Naturally moist, juicy people don't have eczema.
Yes.
Because it clears. When it stops clearing, then it starts caking, then it doesn't exfoliate itself. Then the lower dermis is choked. Then it causes a dermatitis. Which chronically then is known as eczema.
Yeah.
You can also play with some of your rosacea that way too.
Right.
Different, but same song, different verse.
And the disconnection with the eczema, that type of skin condition?
I can't stand lotions on my body. I don't like that feeling of having to hydrate my skin. I can't stand folks touching me. It's very painful. Folks who don't like to be hugged can very easily take on eczema.
Oh, yeah.
It's very chronic. I can't get out of my skin.
Okay.
I'm itching. I'm itching to get out of here. Then it shows up that way.
Yeah, okay.
And also those that are self-conscious about it because it looks kind of nasty.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they have a low self-esteem, then they have to wear clothes, cover themselves. Well, then if you catch eczema, then you got a perfect excuse. You're going to be hanging out naked at the beach.
Okay. Alrighty. We're coming up to the almost 6 o'clock. How's JW doing for time?
Pretty spent. He's coming along good, but he's spent.
Yeah.
And if he's going to do 4:30.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh yes. Okay. You're totally. That's what we were talking about yesterday, that he should quit it at midnight. Okay.
Is it that? Okay. Did we get to a good quitting place?
We did.
What's your next one?
No, it's edema, and that's too weird.
Oh, my stars. Yes, you're right, because that's, Lord have mercy, fluid, the dropsy.
The dropsy, yes.
The heart dropsy.
Yeah, so we'll just think on that.
And it goes right along with your eczema, see, because then you're retaining fluid. So, yeah, that's a good place. We'll begin there.
Okay.
And if that be the case, then I'll go to send.
You'll go to completion.
I'll go to completion and send JW to bed.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Ion.
And that'll be almost your getting up time. You'll be so excited you can play with us for sure.
That's true. Okay.
Very good. We are complete.
Very good.